Fall into me. Written by Canon is Relative. Read by One Lost One. Rating, general audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Star Trek, the original series. Relationship, James T. Kirk, Spock. Characters, James T. Kirk, Spock. Additional tags, Comet Fic, Slice of Life, Injured on an Away Mission, What a Shocking Turn of Events. Tahila, Hurt Comfort, The Healing Power of Love. Summary, Away Team to Enterprise, requesting emergency beam out. We are under attack. Away Team to Enterprise, requesting emergency beam out. We are under attack. Understood, Mr. Spock. Scotty's locking on now. Hold your positions for 3, 2. The hum of the transporter was drowned out by a sudden piercing cry. The sound seemed to come from everywhere at once, and then the world was dematerializing around him. Distantly, Spock registered his own surprise that the searing pain did not dissipate along with the alien landscape. Time seemed to collapse in upon itself, leaving Spock with no memory of his life before this moment. Then, a chaotic burst of energy. Shouting, rushing, so many bodies. One of the bodies broke his fall. Curious. He hadn't been aware that he was falling until it was over. Shh. The body had a voice. The voice was speaking into his ear. The only voice. Soothing. Grounding. The breath on his cheek, as warm and familiar as a desert breeze. I got you. Stay with me. Numb as he was, Spock could feel the imprint of each of Jim's fingers as they wrapped around his own, lifting and pressing Spock's open palm against his cheek. Jim's mind opened up beneath his touch, and Spock fell into him, into the familiarity of his Tahila's inner landscape, lush and tender and welcoming. Jim's voice emanating from the very fabric of reality. Hold on for me, sweetheart. I've got you. You're not going anywhere, you hear me, Spock? I hear you, Jim. I am here. You will not, as I believe the saying goes, get rid of me so easily. A wash of relief and humor suffused the air with golden light, and Spock slipped down beneath the surface of his own consciousness, allowing Jim's hold on his mind to buoy him along as he was carried to the medical bay.